With the slaying of the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater. It began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor. It began. It didn't end on 9/11. It began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. In Deep State USA, the FBI doesn't solve crime. It manages crime. The CIA doesn't collect intelligence. It collects people. The courts don't meet justice. They deny it. The news doesn't report the news. They contort it. The deep state doesn't serve. It enslaves. And the dark economy consumes, doesn't produce. The deep state is slavery. But slavery is a choice. A slave submits. The cage is safe. Chains certain. Freedom is dangerous. The opposite of slavery is freedom. The opposite of a slave is a warrior. The enslaver demands submission. Say as you are told. Do as you are told, or else. The slave submits. A warrior refuses to submit. A warrior is dangerous, free, uncontrollable, unstoppable, unpredictable, relentless. I will never be a slave. I am a warrior. What are you? I'm also a retired SOCOM soldier, former DIA intelligence collector and ex-DEA special agent targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower warrior, served and sabotaged, rejected and redeemed, failed and forgiven, betrayed and saved, rejecting revenge, humbled and blessed, repurposed in redemption as chaplain, leader, teacher, and now your American intelligence officer, following God, leading my family, and any that choose to join on our long walk to faith and freedom. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point.
Thanks for tuning in to Brighteon. I'm Jenna Burns, and make your day glorious.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at brighteonstore.com today.
Been doing a lot of interviews for American Media Periscope, reference Sound of Freedom, because I have done a bit of child rescue from America to Mexico and back, though not with the government. But I'm always putting in a Christian context. And of course, I spoke right after Jim Caviezel at the first Freedom and Truth in Tulsa a couple years back. So I see that as very much providential. And the important aspect here is that you have to have a Christic culture to have morals. And we have lost that, so that's really important. But there's lots of spin-offs, as Caviezel, who is a Catholic Christian, and Gibson and Ballard, who is a LDS Christian, that is returning to the culture. So I've often referred to the Didache, the training of the 12 apostles in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the first century training manual for Gentiles on how to become Christians, and it varies because these are not Jews who are becoming Christians, they are Gentiles. And in there it says, among other things, it changes the commandments and goes, you won't murder, commit adultery, you will not corrupt boys, because the Greeks and Romans corrupted boys. And of course, that's the big tranny thing today. It also says you will not murder offspring by means of abortion. And so these were common things in the Greek and Roman culture that was modified to begin to connect Gentiles converting to Christianity through the Didache. That's what's happening with Sound of Freedom. You can talk about Ballard leaving OUR. You can see it's being investigated. You can say you don't like Caviezel, but the important thing is that the Christic culture is re-co-opting without conquering this corrupted American empire, as the same thing was happened with the original Roman Empire. This is an example of this. This is a little OUR clip showing Batman, and it rings true to me. And you see why Ballard leaves DHS, because they won't do anything. I found this thing, the same thing all the time in the government. And there's a lot of spin-offs of interviews and other things that are going to come. So this is the beginning of the breach of the co-opting of the corrupted, fallen American empire from a republic to return to a Christic culture, not a Christian culture, but a Christic culture. Take a look at this.
Way that you put all this stuff together and the fact that they won't do it, he goes, I'm leaving. He goes, I'm leaving the government.
So that's an example of what you can get at the Point Patriot level on my patreon.com/JeffreyPrather at the $25 level a month. $15 level, you get research, lots of documents, big documents to help you establish a parallel economy, a parallel lifestyle away from the corrupted American Empire, which I say parallels the fall of the corrupted Roman Republic and Roman Empire as well. And so I talk a lot about that Judeo-Christic native co-opting of culture, not just conquering. That's the alternative to the kinetic. And we have seen that this week, because the corrupted empire uses force to project their power. Force is not power. Power comes from God. This is one of the things, my medic warfare memes that I say all the time. But what do I mean by that? I mean, in particular, power is energy. What is energy? Well, scientists don't really know what energy is. They measure it in different ways, heat, light, but they don't really know what it is. That's the same thing with the evolutionary argument. And the evolutionary argument, of course, is not a creationist argument, because something, the ingredients of the pizza, where did the ingredients of the pizza come from in the first place? Poof, they appear. So it's not even, it goes back to a scientific uncaused cause or first cause. you know, which people will personify the universe, the New Agers will. But, you know, I'm old fashioned. I just say God or the creator or the giver of life, or Indians will often say the master of life. But I'm not trying to be religious here. I'm not trying to certainly advocate LDS or even Catholic, not even Catholic anymore. But for a culture, a Christic culture that focuses on saving children, following the Ten Commandments, the two Christic commandments, the two Native commandments. You could even just put it like that, the Native commandments being never harm children. Everything is born of woman. And again, that's in America, the way tribal people have prayed for generations, for tens of thousands of years. So the way somebody has done something in a particular area is probably the best way to do it. You can fish in Alaska and you can fish in Hawaii, but you don't fish the same way. It's best to use Hawaiian fishing methods in Hawaii and Alaskan fishing methods in Alaska. So prayer methods in America are best defined by those who have been praying to the Creator there forever. And a lot of conventional in-the-box Christians just don't get that. They'll say Judeo-Christian, but they won't add the Native piece because it's just too far outside their box. But the more important concept here is power. Power is really energy. Power is lightning. Power is what is called dark matter, which is not dark at all. It's invisible, as in the invisible realm at all. But scientists always downplay that because they want to be gods. The new high priest, the new Pharisees, the new Egyptian high priest are the PhDs and the scientists. For example, Fauci saying, I am science. Science is built on sand. You have to go from the intellectual to the intuitive. You have to go from knowledge to wisdom. You have to make an intuitive jump to understand. And all the great scientific minds, Einstein said, they got their initial starts through intuition. So again, power comes from God. And this is scriptural too. And this is why the Shroud of Turin is so important, because it's evidence of the resurrection, and the Sudarium of Oviedo is evidence of the death on the cross. And there are scripture references to this, is when Yeshua feels the power go out of him when some lady touches his robe. So there is a flow of power. Lots of books will talk about the flow, but they want to talk about what the flow is and where it comes from. So I'm always saying power comes from God. Power is not force. But as the deep state is exposed, they project force to pretend power. That's very important to understand. So if you look at this latest killing of this old veteran who used a cane, who couldn't drive to go to Biden, that's what a lot of people are enraged about, and they should be. But the real question is, why did the FBI do this? So the first thing about this story, and if we could put that story up there to look at, this guy is supposedly an old sniper. Well, and he says in the article, hey, I'm going to dig out my M24 sniper rifle, and I'm going to get my ghillie suit. Well, sniper is a big part of being a sniper, is you don't tell them you're coming. A big part of sniping is infiltrating. I'm not a sniper, but I've worked with lots of snipers. I've hired some. So Craig Robertson putting out, hey, I'm going to get my ghillie suit, my M24 rifle out, that doesn't go along with anything a sniper would do. Plus, neighbors say, got a cane, couldn't even drive there. So what's this all really about? And of course, then you can see the FBI HRT guys cowering behind their armored vehicle, executing an old man with a flashbang. What is the purpose of this? Why is this happening? That's the real question here. Is it a valid raid and shooting? No, of course not. And I've been a primary firearms instructor since 1993, when I graduated from the FBI's ranges at the DEA Special Agent School. And back in the day, in the 90s, the DEA was the most dangerous agency. We got in the most shootings. So DEA agents could really shoot, but so could Secret Service. And here's another point here too, is if this was threat against the fake pedo Joe president, then why weren't the Secret Service involved? Because that falls under their purview. So for example, as a DEA former special agent, I operated under one U.S. code, Title 21, USC 841A1C, possession with intent to distribute, very narrow lane for me. So why did the FBI do this and not the Secret Service? Well, because it was jazzed up. It wasn't real. The Secret Service should have been investigating this. This falls under their purview, not the FBI. But the FBI has become increasingly uncovered for their corruption. Cover is not concealment, but the deep state's cover organization, front organization of the intelligence community that runs the deep state, which is part of the global cabal, is the FBI. So that's just the storefront. The FBI bills itself as the best law enforcement organization in the world. It's not the best, and it's not law enforcement. As Garrett O'Boyle, the FBI whistleblower, said, and he said, the FBI will crush you and your family if you come against it. He goes, the FBI is not an intelligence law enforcement organization. It's an intelligence organization with law enforcement capabilities. It's a storefront for that. It always has been. Peter Strzok is the perfect example of that. He, unlike I, did not graduate from the FBI Academy because he was CIA, because he was running the FBI's Foreign Counterintelligence Program, the FCI. So it comes back to, why did they execute this guy very publicly? Well, because it's an easy hit. All these cowardly FBI HRT guys with all their cool gear on, behind their armored vehicle, doing a flashbang and hitting this guy who walks with a cane, is to project power, which they don't have, and they are losing daily because the terrain is human, via force. That's the important thing that is happening. So why now? Again, if you're in intelligence, you got to look at the patterns of why things are happening. Intelligence is analyzed information. And so what else just came out? This is a credit to Team America, particularly Team America Michigan, behind the scenes working with other sources. And it was put out by the Gateway Pundit. And the Gateway Pundit does some good work, although I'm often critical of them because they never continue it through. They never follow up. And this is, you'll never guess where the multi-million dollar GBI that Gateway Pundit says, hey, they went out of business in 2017. But this is the headquarters for the multi-million dollar GBI LLC Strategies. And the police hit this, and I give credit to Team America Michigan for this as well. Harry the Greek does that as well, because Team America is the resistance, works behind the scenes. We're not advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent, although the left does, particularly through the FBI all the time. But they found burner phones, they found suppressors, they found long guns in Pelican boxes. This is clearly a safe house for a government operation. It's obvious that this is. And Michigan State Police got involved. And then, of course, the FBI comes in as the cover strategy for all of this to cover it up. And so they are here to cover up and manage, through their mobile command post, the voter fraud that was through all of the election strategies. And so that has come out, and that came out through Team America working behind the scenes, came out and advised by Gateway Pundit, which is great work, and other places as well. So what needs to happen then is there needs to be a distraction, a dangle. So remember, if you're going to do a dynamic entry, and there's basically two types of entry. There is deliberate, which is slow. Think about Zero Dark 30, where they land and then they're moving quietly. They're deliberate, their entry, not what you normally see. Everybody wants to do dynamic entry, but because they landed in stealth hawks, they were found out very early. But before there's a dynamic entry, which depends upon speed, surprise, and violence of action, there's always a distraction. That is, you break a rear window, you bang on the back door, you throw a flashbang, you cut the lights, something, so you look over here. I know back in 88, I was going to Special Operations Tactics School. We stood behind a tape, and they said, you know, watch the door. They'd give you an AK loaded with blank and say, we're coming through the door. Put your finger on the trigger, take the safety off, see if you can get us. And you can't, because they do a distraction, a dangle. Well, the intelligence community has deployed that continually. And that's how we are really winning this. And I really want to talk about how we are winning. There's been a lot of stuff this week that came out about Jen Halpern talking about how Trump enacted this legislation. The military is behind this. Well, if the military, there may be segments of the military behind this, but the military enacted the emergency measures. The CIA grabbed from Fort Detrick the bioweapons that Vice President Nixon of Eisenhower back in the day was saying, we got to destroy these. They weaponized them through the intelligence community, through BARDA and DARPA particularly, because they always wanted to run covert kinetic operations so that people won't know what they're doing. But the real point here is that their cover is their concealment. Cover gives you ballistic protection. Concealment just gives you concealment. For example, a bush, bullets will go through a bush. But in the deep matter of the deep state, their cover has been their concealment. And I keep saying this over and over. It's hard for people to understand that they are losing their cover, which has been their concealment, at an ever increasing. But this is why I assess that the FBI HRT killed this old Patriot veteran, because of course they're constantly importing terrorists and promoting pedos. The whole White House is full of pedos, and they want to destroy veterans. They want to destroy the moral backbone. But as I said there in my opening Vimeo, that was a movie Monday. Usually it's a martial arts Monday, but it depends upon what's going on that Monday, where I was talking about the Didache, which is the Greek handbook for Gentiles on how to become a Christian, how to follow this new difficult path, is about a culture of Christic co-option as opposed to conquering. And of course, the early Christians could not conquer. The Jews were waiting for a political and military Messiah, but that's not what they got, even though Yeshua fulfilled hundreds of ancient Torah prophecies. But it didn't come the way they expected it, because it never does when it's really happening. So look at this clip here from Utah, which is a big LDS community. And of course, that's upsetting too, because LDS is all over CIA and FBI. Ballard is LDS. Ballard has been criticized for trying to get LDS to be everybody's religion. Here's the HRT guys cowering behind their armored vehicle, flashbanging the old veteran, and then killing him and all the neighbors, saying, well, this is ridiculous. You couldn't. He certainly couldn't be a threat. I doubt if he could even heft his M24 sniper rifle. Those are pretty heavy rifles to grasp. But again, the real purpose, well, the real purpose is to distract, I think, from their safe house being outed. Because again, the FBI is always the cover team. Not always, it is the kill team, the execution team, a lot of times too. So in covert operations, and again, I've had a lot of experience in that, cut my teeth on the Contra CIA Cash Clinton covert operations back in the day, first with PSYOPs, then Special Forces, then DEA. Saw all that from many sides. There is the surveillance, then there is the kinetic team, then there's the cleanup team in the old days. We saw this happening prior to the stolen election, where the cleanup team would come up and scoop up the ejected shell casings, and then there was the recording team. Now they combine those things because they can record simultaneously, or they've got helmet cams happening as well all the time. But I want you to see what's going on, because the answer that the military is in charge and every day in the plans unfolding, no plan survives first contact. Planning is invaluable. Plans are useless. Develop the situation. The best thing about the deep state and the global cabal is they are still following their plan, which is great, because their plan is failing, and we've never had this much resistance. They're turning the claymore on all those media devices that they want to control us by. So claymores can be turned, tracers work both ways, islands work both ways, rat lines work both ways. All of those are very, very important. So what do I mean by islands work both ways? Well, the Chinese are building islands. Well, World War II, the Japanese took a lot of islands, and then the Marines and some of the Army took them back. Terrible bloody battles on Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Tarawa, all of these other islands, but they had to be taken back. Islands work both ways. Tracers work both ways. They direct fire and they show where you are firing from. The same thing with all of these global devices. They can be used against us and we can be use them against them. So that's why I was saying at the beginning, American Media Periscope's having me doing a lot of interviews on Sound of Freedom. But Brighteon TV is a big force in that regard too, because it's alternative media. Back in the day, it was just three stations, TV stations, and they were pretty easily controlled. Now, every day there is more alternatives springing up, more, and that is exactly the resistance of how we will win, not by some carefully concocted Q plan where the military is in charge. There are certainly military patriots in there, like there are FBI patriots in there, but this military is not a singular entity, and this is not just unfolding according to some plan. Most people who say that haven't served in the military. I've been on plenty of operations. They all, very few of them ever work the way they should, and things go wrong all the time. So that is very, very important to understand and grasp before we go further. And I want to back up and give you historical context for what I mean of how we are winning. But winning is going to take a long time. It's not going to be some kind of fast fantasy thing at all. So if you back up to the day where Randy Weaver, former Special Forces guy, and Bo Greitz, Green Beret legend, recovered a black box from North Vietnam on a covert operation back in the day, came in to negotiate because the FBI negotiators failed in their time frame. This was the beginning because the ATF was trying to get Randy Weaver to saw off shotguns. He said he didn't saw them off, but they wanted to make a mark. They wanted to establish themselves. Their corruption makes them incompetent. So take a quick look at this Ruby Ridge clip here.
Federal officials have just announced Randy Weaver's 13-year-old son died during the initial shootout Friday. Protesters and neighbors are apparently not taking the news well.
Master! Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of yourself? You're going to kill all the children to get one man.
When they discovered Sam's body, it kind of ratcheted up that feeling of being in some kind of out of control.
So are they going to kill all the children? And the answer is yes, because after this, they do Waco to overcome the bad press from Ruby Ridge. And I knew the Ruby Ridge Nitro, Lon Horiuchi, the HRT sniper. First, they kill his son. Then he kills Weaver's wife holding his kid because they no longer pursue the normal rules of engagement, ROE. And one of the FBI teams leaves refuses to engage some of the SWAT teams. And an FBI SWAT team itself says, no, we're going to change the rules of engagement because Lon Horiuchi tracks Weaver inside, no longer has a shot, a clear shot, and fires anyway, missing Weaver, killing his wife who is holding their baby. And of course, the basic rules of firearms that everybody knows, and I've written countless articles on this in SWAT magazine, I'm highly published, is all guns are always loaded, never muzzle what you're not shooting, keep your finger off the trigger until firing, know your target, what's around your target, and what's behind your target. To violate these basic rules, even an FBI SWAT team left because they had blood in their eyes and they were after blood. So do they want to kill all the kids? Well, yeah, they do. And after the Ruby Ridge fiasco, then comes Waco. But they covered that up because there was less media then. And so that's what I'm going to talk about right after this break. Because now the alternative media, such as AMP and Brighteon TV, are making a huge difference. And that's how we will win, by creating a Christic culture of co-option, not conquering. This is Jeff Prather on The Prather Point, right back with you after this.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Point. And you can go to the Brighteon store and use Prather Point for a 5% discount. You can also follow me at JeffreyPrather.com and go to my shop. I've got a new book out. When America Fell, it's my 2021 transcripts of my podcast with lots of notes and clickable references. So people are always asking me, what was that movie? What was that book? What was that intro? What was that outro? And so it's all right there for $9.99, When America Fell. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in JeffreyPrather.com shop. You can get it on BookBaby. But it's my new ebook. Let me know what you think of it. I think it's a good reference because my longtime students have literally boxes full of notes from training. And again, you can always train with me on patreon.com at the Point Patriot level because I'm just not doing that much in person, too busy to do much of it. Although you can pick me up first Sunday of the month at christchaplaincy.com on GoToMeeting or Christ Connection Chaplaincy on Facebook as well. And again, not trying to convert you, trying to show you the importance of a sanctification process, which means a confession process where you admit your fault, you ask for forgiveness, you get forgiveness, and you can move forward. That's why the Western culture of Judeo-Christian native is so important. If you look to the Mideast, it's just locked in blood feuds forever. You can see this in the great movie Lawrence of Arabia, when the one guy kills the other guy. It's a tribal conflict, and Lawrence goes, "Well, I'm not of any clan, so I can execute him." And he had to execute his friend there. So it's getting past all of that is so important. That's the sanctification process that leads to redemption. This week, I had a great guest on, Paul Hutchinson, who did a lot of undercover, featured in the movie of Sound of Freedom. He's a serial entrepreneur, a millionaire, would wear $4,000, $10,000 watches. And he was the guy that was going to set up the island parallel to the Epstein Island, which, of course, no one has been indicted for. And so he didn't need to learn the role because he lived the role. And so he's now doing a lot. So he's left OUR, left Ballard. There's disputes there. There's problems there. But the important thing is he has force multiplied because he's doing it. His organizations are doing it. OUR is still doing it. There are other valid organizations doing it. And so the deep state's dark economy is being breached as the resistance builds. And resistance movements are like mercury. You squish them down one place and they pop up someplace else doubly. The more oppressive the tyranny becomes, and of course the tyranny in America is becoming quite oppressive. And I'm taking you kind of a trip through history here, showing you there where the woman was screaming, "You're gonna kill all the kids," because they shot Randy Weaver's teenage daughter. Remember, Randy Weaver served in Special Forces. Bo Greitz, Special Forces Legends, went up there to negotiate because the FBI hostage negotiator just said, "Hey, we're gonna push your house off a cliff." They widened roads. They brought in all kinds of equipment. There were people playing horseshoes. It just became a big camp. It became another government junket to build up from. On the bodies and blood of the Weaver family, who were essential Christians. In the diary, Weaver writes, Yaheshua, saying Yeshua's real name, Yaheshua, formally. The first part of Yaheshua, Yeshua's name, is Yahweh. So she really knew her stuff, not really endangered the deep state, which is part of the global cabal. But back then, not a lot of it could come out. So this next thing to recover their power via force from Ruby Ridge, they come with Waco. And Waco is really important for me because I was actually at DEA firearms school when Waco was going on. They had to be a good shot. And then we were going through this and probably about 25, 30 of us in the class. And I watched the compound burning down. And because of my tribal heritage, I'm very familiar with the U.S. government slaughtering tribal women and children. It's not something you see in John Wayne movies much, but it is certainly truth. That's why one of my openings talks about the slaughter at Sand Creek, when they were exactly where they were supposed to be. They had a U.S. flag up, white flag up, sent out a little girl. They said, surely they won't kill the little girl. And the army, my army, cut down the little girl as well. And so while I watched this happen, I said, I don't know what's going on there exactly. I know there were some federal agents, you know, killed, you know, our brothers. But I do know that those women and children should not be burned alive. And really, I was the lone voice, even back then, saying anything about this. But again, they were able to control this because there were very few media outlets. But I want you to take a look at this scene because I knew that the women and children should not be being killed. I saw the gunshots coming from the armored vehicle under FLIR, forward-looking infrared radar, saying they fired first. The doors disappeared. There's lots of documentaries out on this. But a lot of other things were hidden. And this was news to me, too, that not only did they start the fire, so I said, well, you know, and this happens every once in a while for untrained folks, is they'll CS somebody and then they'll tase them and that lights them on fire because CS is very flammable. And so they pumped in a lot of CS into the compound and then they fired, I thought, with tracers and setting this on fire, but actually it was much more devious than that. And so there were escape passages. And they had the blueprints, they blocked those off, they collapsed those, and then they actually used flamethrowers inside of the edge of armored vehicles to light the compound on fire. They actually purposefully and deceptively and covertly burned these women and children alive. Look at this.
None of the media mentions the fire in the underground bunker, yet this is when and where the first fire began, and where many people lost their lives. The official version of when things began starts here around 6 that morning. There is a flag propped against the door. The flag is not black, and it is not wedged in the door as the media reported. It is a red and blue flag. Whatever it is, it appears to be a flag of a conqueror, not a flag set outside by the Branch Davidians. The first tank that is sent in is a tank retriever. It has no apparatus to insert any kind of gas. It appears at precisely the time the smoke you saw earlier was seen coming from the underground bunker. It is not making so-called small holes to insert gas. It is destroying the end of the house over the trap door that leads from the bunker, making sure that no one inside the now burning bunker can escape. A second hole is made in the side of the building, and a third hole is made at the front door. What these tanks are doing in each picture is collapsing the inside stairwells. The following footage proves beyond any doubt that the tanks intentionally set the house on fire. It proves that the Branch Davidians were murdered. Watch carefully as the tank backs out of the house. You can see that this tank has a gas jet on the front that shoots fire. You can also see the fire quite plainly. The tank goes into the house twice, and each time as it backs out, the fire at the gas jets is plainly visible. In the scenes that were shown throughout the country as the location where the fire supposedly started, smoke comes out a second-story window. As flames erupt from the second-story window, watch as a tank appears around the corner. There is an agent on this tank, as if he had just leapt down onto the top of the tank. It is difficult to see the details on a television because the quality is poor, but in the studio, he can be seen removing a fireproof-type hood. Another man is seen on the roof. The FBI claims that this man is a Branch Davidian. However, watch as he jumps from the roof and walks away.
So that is very significant. They started the fires. They made sure they could not escape. They had the blueprints. They consciously, not accidentally, burned those people alive. And then afterwards, of course, they bulldozed the evidence into the fire to destroy the evidence. That's exactly what we see going on today. But again, video wasn't that good. So that's why you see all the censorship continuing. And again, this was pretty easily controlled back in the day. But as alternative parallel news services such as Brighteon TV, such as American Media Periscope, Prather Point, Mike Adams Show, and Vandersteel, all of these other shows come out, it becomes even more important and even more significant. And this begins to erode the power of this corrupt, fallen republic that we no longer have, that has become this American empire run by pedophiles, which is exactly what happened with the Roman Republic. And the Praetorian Guard of the Roman Republic would establish who got to be the figurehead. And at one point, they even auctioned off who would get to be the next Caesar tyrant. And so that's where we're at now. But again, they are continually losing power. This is going to be a slow process. I assess that if we continue to get involved, we will win. And we will rescue our republic and we will restore our republic. It's not going to look like what it did, which is good. This is going to take certainly decades and likely centuries to happen as it took in Rome. It's not going to be with some kind of quick plan, and there's certainly not going to be any 2024 revenge tour. That's really important to understand. So that's very, very significant to understand. And also, remember Trump a while back went to Waco. And the memory of this is seared in Waco's heads. The memory of this is seared in the people in Montana as well. Those were relatively isolated areas. So Waco out in Texas, Ruby Ridge out in Montana, folks way out in the middle of nowhere. But as they lock up more and more January 6th people, these folks are from everywhere. And so they are not going to forget this either. And now they're having problems. They're trying to kill them off, silence them. I'm trying to get Jeremy Brown back on. Haven't been able to get him this week. But the resistance is continuing to build. This is very much like how the first chaplain, chaplain comes from the word capella. Capella comes from cape. St. Martin de Tours was a Roman cavalryman who slit his cape with his sword to give part of it to a cold beggar, because Yeshua said, whatever you do for the least of me, you do least of my of mine, you do for me. And so a lot of people don't understand the cavalrymen in Roman culture were the equitae. The equitae were the top of the Roman soldier class. Above them were senators. So he was way up there. How did he become a Christian? Because in his household were slaves, and the slaves had kids, and he was playing with the slave kids, and he became a Christian, and he became a Roman cavalryman. And so when we see this same thing with the FBI whistleblowers coming out, the IRS whistleblowers coming out, the HHS, I had Tara Rodas whistleblower coming out. This is the co-option of this corrupted culture of how we are going to overcome this, out-loving and out-praying who we cannot out-fight. Certainly there will be kinetic pieces to this, and I'm not, you know, denying that at all, although I'm not advocating anything illegal, moral, unethical, or violent. Very important. If you didn't understand why I say that all the time, you should, after watching them murder this old veteran, Craig Roberts. It should be very clear why I'm always saying I'm not advocating anything illegal, moral, unethical, or violent repeatedly. So it's always in all the transcripts everywhere all the time. But they are not able to control this. So they got to censor and censor and censor more. And as they censor more, as they oppress more, people go to alternative platforms like Brighteon TV. And the breach that has occurred with Sound of Freedom getting out is so important. So that's why I am expanding that breach by going on air and talking about how it's not just brown kids in brown countries. It is white kids and brown and red and black kids coming to America, which is drug central and child rape central and baby murder central as well, which is what they really want to cover up most importantly. So look at this next video here for a second, and we'll talk about that after this. So this is Antifa changing clothes on January 6th. And of course, this has been suppressed, but it has come out to quite a degree. They have not been able to cover it up as much as they like. They're not able to censor as much as they would prefer to. So what they've done is destroy the evidence, lots of film, but everybody is knowing about this, where people didn't know about Ruby Ridge and people didn't know about them destroying the exits on the compound in Waco as well. And remember, both of these were very religious folks. In fact, when they were coming after me, they compared me to Waco. They were saying, I don't want another Waco. I'm like, well, the government killed the women and children at Waco. So, and if you're saying, and they tried to make me a cult leader, even though it was an external business, I had warriorschool.com, still had it. And if I had cult members, the U.S. government was the most member because I was training every branch of the military, all the intelligence agency on pre-deployment courses, five-day pre-deployment courses. So it was an absurd claim, but they were trying to make me out to be a cult leader. And of course, they were oppressing my chaplaincy, which is a 501c3, which is Christ Connection Chaplaincy at ChristChaplaincy.com. Same thing, David Koresh had a different view on the gospel, but it was certainly Christian. And the same thing with the Weavers. And that really scares government because government wants to be God. But this next clip is on Fox. I'm not even allowed on Fox for real either. But this is another presidential candidate who is calling out things much more than Trump has. And I'm still very grateful to President Trump, who is, as far as I'm concerned, the rightful president. But he's still saying the China virus. It's not the China virus. It's the Fort Detrick DARPA BARDA to China intelligence community bioweapon. But he simplifies it. But RFK has experienced it firsthand in his family. And here he is on what I would say is a right-wing shill, but still telling the truth. So look at this.
You said the evidence is overwhelming and beyond any reasonable doubt that the CIA was involved in the killing of your uncle, a U.S. president. What is the evidence?
Well, you know, there's millions of pages of documents, of CIA documents, of transcripts, of recorded conversations from the Cuban embassy in Mexico City. To summarize the evidence, there are, as I said on, in that podcast, there are confessions of people who were directly involved in the plot, who were involved in the planning of the plot, who were peripheral to the plot. There's a 60-year cover-up. The Warren Commission was run by Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA, who my uncle fired, and then insinuated himself onto the Warren Commission and essentially ran the Warren Commission and kept this evidence from the Warren Commissioners. Either way, when Congress, 10 years later, investigated the crime with much more evidence than the Warren Commission had at its disposal, Congress found that, yeah, it was a plot. It was a conspiracy. There were multiple people involved. And most of the people in that investigation believe that it was the CIA that was behind it, because the evidence was so overwhelming to them.
The magic bullet never made any sense to me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, none of it made any. I mean, Jack Ruby, even when I was a little boy, Sean, I was in the White House. My uncle was, laying at rest in the East Room, being waked. And I was standing in the main foyer of the White House with my aunt Jackie Kennedy and my father and my mother.
Okay, so that's good. So, even on a mainstream shill, this is coming out, and RFK is going into detail. So the covert plans now are the bioweapons. We used to say, don't say vax because they're jabs and boosters, but really the more correct term are bioweapons and biocontrol mechanisms. But it just came out that there is a Supreme Court decision, Fifth Court decision that says, the doctors are allowed to prescribe ivermectin, which is the antidote for all of this. Of course, you don't really need a doctor. You can go to any feed store and get it. That's what we've used forever. But what that means is the FDA covert operation to cover this up, where you're not a horse, remember all these commercials, has failed. They are blinking. We are winning. That's very important to grasp. And there have been, I'm going on all these shows and I'm saying, I was on Real America's Voice saying it's the FBI and CIA. I was in Epoch Times. They cut the story. I was on One America Network. They cut the story. But the word out there, I'm like, the FBI, CIA is behind it. I've worked in detail with the FBI and the CIA many times. I was DEA and DIA. So I know what I'm talking about. Got a lot of credibility. But before me, there was the former fifth head of the FBI, the head of the FBI LA division, Ted Gunderson, said that the FBI is infiltrated by a satanic Illuminati cult involved in the assassination of the Kennedys, the Oklahoma bombing, the Waco siege, the World Trade Center, the kidnapping of children for sex sacrifice and body parts, and also that there would be voter fraud through electronic sabotage. And so this guy was much higher up than I ever was, and has now passed on, but he was trying to get all this out, but he did not have the means so much to get it out now. And we have a duty to continue his work, and as we have a duty to continue to open the breach created by Sound of Freedom, and continue to expose this satanic evil cult that's taken over our government. Don't worry about everybody saying, well, you sound like a conspiracy theorist and, you sound like you're wearing a tinfoil hat. I don't worry about that. I never respond to any criticisms because then I'm in a reactive mode. And again, that's what we see with the early apostles and the martyrs very clearly. So this is actually good news. And this is how we are going to win, not by some complicated plot of Q where the military is in charge. So remember, freedom is never given. It is earned, fought for, won, and taken. So take it.